Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year?
If
the mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team
no,
would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth, you simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get to our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Ann Gray, Executive Director, Orange County Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. I've got a long title on there. I got to remember all that. Actually, I've got it written down so I don't have to remember it. It's just the way we roll here. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. However, today we might have to improvise just a little bit because I'm looking at what we're celebrating today and I just don't know. National Weed Your Garden Day. Yeah, not a chance. National Sewing Machine Day.
You don't know better than that.
Yeah, we're not going to go with that one either. National Career Nurse Assistance Day. I didn't know nurses had assistants, but, you know, that just goes to show. Random Acts of Light Day. Okay, maybe. How about this one? I'm not going to even say this when my wife is around. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day today. Interesting. Okay, we're there. Now, I think we might have to just jump ahead a little bit because tomorrow it's National Bourbon Day, so we'll just stick with that one. I think we'll go there and start a little bit early. Thursday is the new Friday, isn't it? I might get in trouble if I keep saying some of those things. I'm used to getting in trouble. What the heck? Dow Jones Industrial Average, let's watch what it is doing today. It's been a roller coaster. We were up 90 when we opened this morning. Went down to pretty much flat, maybe down a little bit. Then now we're up 72 points. I'm looking at the S&P 500. It is up 10 points. NASDAQ up 44 points. Here's the fascinating one, and it's something that you need to know about. Oil up $1 a barrel. So now why would I say you need to know about oil being up? Well, I know we are in the state of confusion here in Taxifornia, but you have to understand this. If we had got the news that we got this morning prior to 2017, approximately January of that year, I wonder what happened then. Well, we would have seen oil up about $15 a barrel just by having two ships attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. But it didn't happen. We only saw oil go up a dollar a barrel. Why did that happen? Well, America is now energy independent. With our independence, we don't have to rely on the countries over there in the Middle East that hate us. So oil only went up a dollar and a half a barrel on two tankers being attacked. And you know something? Maybe we won't even go and do a whole heck of a lot. I mean, we got to protect those international waters. But you know something? We don't have to go and have quite the level of military involvement being energy independent. But let's take a look and see what that's done to what's most important to you and me. Gasoline prices, 271.6 is the national average. In Taxifornia, we are paying $3.851 compared to Hawaii at $3.65. So 20 cents a gallon cheaper in Hawaii. They only get their gas from us. Just a fascinating idea. Mississippi, they're the cheapest, $2.30 a gallon, $2.30 a gallon. So they're paying about $1.35 a gallon less than we are. I'm sorry, $1.55 a gallon less than we are paying here in Taxifornia. Maybe we can keep on voting for the same people and get more taxes. Don't we enjoy taxes? Yeah, well, we continue to vote for the same people, so we must enjoy them. That's just a fact of life. Moving right along, what do we have in the daily briefing today? There's some fascinating stories out there that we've been watching for you. Some of them have some interest, especially when you're from Taxifornia. How about this one? Did you watch the women's soccer game the other day? I know it was all over the news, 13-0. I am a big believer. You know something? Put in the subs and let them keep scoring. Why? Well, because in many instances, the subs never, ever get to play. So if they get in there and they're able to continue scoring, why not? Why not let them have that enjoyment? Just my personal opinion there. I am a big believer, let them play. But here's the story of this whole issue. Can you imagine how we're, and I don't see this. I mean, I watched the news on CBS. I watched the news on NBC. I watched MSNBC Hee Haw, the Cannabis News Network. I watch all of them, and I didn't see this story that the U.S. women's soccer team in this World Cup, they make 38% of what the men's soccer team players make, 38%. Can you say income inequality, boys and girls? But I guess that doesn't count on some of these stations. Fascinating news right there. But we'll continue going through what we're seeing in the morning briefing. How about this one? You got to love this title. The 2019 Congressional Pig Book Report came out this morning. So what is the Congressional Pig Book? Well, it exposes earmarks in Congress from the money that they just want to waste that they collect from you and me. So we look and see a $15.3 billion in earmarks. Now, that's fascinating in and of itself because in 2010 they came out with this ruling, no more earmarks. Yet we're at $15.3 billion nothings, I guess. I don't know what they mean by no more earmarks. Now, we did see the Democrats in the House of Representatives say that we are going to go back to the days of earmarks starting in 2020. Don't understand quite how that works, being that we're already got them here. But here's just a few of them for you. Are you ready for these? I love looking at these each year. $65 million for the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund. Now, I don't know what they're recovering from, but $65 million, we're going to spend that. $13.8 million for wild horse and burro management. Okay, I guess they need to be managed. Wonder if we can get United Artists to manage them. Maybe, I don't know. $12 million for aquatic plant control program. $9 million for fruit fly quarantine program. $863,000 for a brown tree snake eradication program. Just a few of them that are on the list of this listing of, what did we say there was, $15.3 billion, a 4.1% increase from fiscal year 2018. So while we have no more earmarks allowed, we only went up 4.1% this year. It fascinates me how that we continue to do this. How do we continue on? So far, Congress has approved since 1991. Are you ready for this one? Drum roll, please. 111,144 earmarks costing $359.8 billion.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, that's just plain old wasting your money and my money. That's why do we have to pay so much taxes? It's because we've got to take care of the burros and wild horses. Now, if they're wild horses and burros, how do you take care of them? Right? I mean, they're wild. You would think that they're probably taking care of themselves. Moving right along. How about we got the daily briefing. Love some of these stories that we see in here. The one that has got everybody's hair on fire right now. We're watching this one. Fascinating story. That President Trump says he would want to hear info on 2020 rivals from foreign governments, and it's outraged. Now, fascinating that we have George Stephanopoulos. Do you remember George Stephanopoulos from the Clinton administration? Yeah, if you don't, you might be as old as me. But or actually, if you do, you're as old as me, because some people probably don't remember George. I can't even pronounce it, spell his name, George Stephanopoulos. Now, he's the interviewer that asked the president that. Can you imagine any politician, and, you know, I know a lot of politicians, some of them are friends of mine, but can you imagine any politician saying, oh, no, I don't want to hear anything that could help me win? Really? Of course they're going to say they want the information. Now, is it legal? Maybe if it's obtained illegally, I hope they would take it to the FBI. The president says that he would consider that depending upon whether it fit the bill or not. But if you listen to the whole clip, ironically enough, the president actually said that he would take it to the FBI if it fit that need. But he talks to the foreign countries every single day, should he stop doing that too? That didn't make the media outrage. Just throwing that out there. I wonder what we got some background going in here, guys. I don't know where that's coming from. Fascinating story. That's a good one. Okay, we'll see if we can get rid of that noise coming through the background. But you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, it is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. They're trying to find my brain. It is still a scientific project. But we're going to learn more about the legitimacy here. I'm just the radio host. I don't know what I'm talking about on this. But we're going to find out more about it from Ann Gray. Time for your dream home, Gen Xers. We'll talk about that. And 7 common retirement mistakes. You don't want to make any of them. So we're going to tell you about those as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 69.5 points. The NASDAQ up 41.2. The S&P 500 up 8.5. 10-year Treasury, it is down 3 basis points to 2.1. I have shared with you that we're going back down to about 193. That's where we're heading. I'm just giving you the information the way we forecast it. Probably see 2.4 before we get to 1.93 again, but that's where we're heading. Mortgage-backed securities up 3 basis points, which means interest rates are down ever so slightly today. And make sure that you do get that tool that I've been talking to you about. It tells you home values, home equity. How do you make an educated decision without being educated? Text REVALUE to 79564. Get it for free. But why are the mortgage bonds doing what they're doing? Well, it's got all to do with the economy. Oil about 4% higher on the report of the tanker attack in the Gulf of Oman. Quiet economic news day, but there's going to be an auction later in the day that will be of importance. Initial jobless claims. Now, this is not the sample week, but we did get a reading of 222,000 last week, 3,000 higher than last week's figure, 6,000 higher than estimates of 216,000. Last week's figure was revised higher by 1,000 from 218 to 219. The level of firings remains very low as it's difficult for businesses to find workers. We found that out from the job openings called the JOLT report. That one was, we saw that earlier in the week. 10-year auction, we got an average demand on that yesterday. That's driving the mortgage prices as well. And we've told you this before, employment is flat right now. So we saw that we only gained about 75,000 jobs last month, but the 2 months prior to that were revised lower by 75,000 jobs. So in essence, we had no job gain last month. The economy is quieting. That's why we are seeing the interest rates going to drop again. I've told you that. How do you play it? Go listen to yesterday's show. How do you make money? How do you add $211,000 to your net worth? You have to listen to yesterday's show to get that information. But today, it is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. And we're chatting. So I hear, you know, it's fascinating how our society is right now. And I hate to get political, but I do. But you hear about what is everybody talking about with June is, you know, last week we had the big celebration of Pride Month or Pride Awareness or whatever. But most of us are going to deal with this one. It is a small part of the population that deals in that community. And, you know, God bless them. I have family that were probably there. And, you know, that's benefit for everybody. But a good part of the population is going to be dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. So we're going to chat about that today. We've got Ann Gray with us, the executive director of the Orange County Chapter. Do you have an extra large business card?
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it sounds like you probably have to have a good size card there to get all of that in there. Orange County Executive Director, Orange County Chapter, Alzheimer's Association. I would never want to even have to spell all that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, got to get all that in there. So, June is Alzheimer's Awareness Month and Brain Awareness Month.
Yes.
So, what do we do to celebrate? Or educate?
We are doing both for Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. We're celebrating the fact that more and more people are talking about Alzheimer's disease and more concerned with their brain health. So that is good news. The education that we want to provide to people is that Alzheimer's disease is not a normal part of aging. It is a disease that people die from. It's important to have a diagnosis and early detection of Alzheimer's disease. So a lot of our efforts during Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month are focused on letting people know that if they're noticing changes, have a conversation with their, you know, closest relative, their loved ones, ask them if they're noticing changes. Don't just brush it under the rug as, you know, something that might just go away over time. It's important to see if your loved ones notice changes. If you are noticing changes in a loved one, it's important to talk to them about it. Say, hey, I've been noticing, you know, you're becoming more forgetful or more agitated. What do you feel is really going on? And if they say they don't know, it's really time to see the doctor.
So here's something that I found fascinating in our preparation for the broadcast was that Alzheimer's kills more people than breast and prostate cancer combined. And the part that I found fascinating, and I've shared this on the broadcast before, that my dad had cognitive impairment. We don't know whether it was Alzheimer's or what one of the diseases it was. But the issue that I found fascinating is my dad had that. He suffered from it. But I don't think that was actually what was listed as the cause of death.
That's very common, and we're working very hard to have Alzheimer's disease listed as a comorbidity if someone with Alzheimer's perhaps dies of a heart attack before the Alzheimer's disease takes their life, or another comorbidity such as a stroke or something like that, because Alzheimer's disease can be a cause of death just because someone maybe makes a poor decision and falls and, you know, passes away that way, or there's someone who shouldn't be driving and then they're in a fatal car accident. I mean, those can all be reasons that someone passes away earlier than they should have because maybe their Alzheimer's disease is preventing them from taking their diabetes medications appropriately or their cholesterol medications appropriately. There's so many things intertwined that Alzheimer's can be a cause of comorbidity if it isn't. There are people with very strong bodies who have Alzheimer's disease and it ultimately robs them of every bodily function when their brain just diminishes to the point where they can't support the functions of their body. That's how people with Alzheimer's disease ultimately die from Alzheimer's disease, but there are a lot of contributing factors to early death in people with Alzheimer's disease.
Hey, and you know, I would suggest that based on just from what you've said and what I've witnessed, that the seeing this that it's kills more than breast and prostate cancer combined, and we minimize the number that are reported, right? If the number was actually reported, not that it's reported inaccurately, but if all the things like you're saying, I mean, somebody that dies in a car accident probably was not on the cause of death was not Alzheimer's. It was probably listed as an accident, mm-hmm. right? So that number really should be higher than even the number that's stated. So it's probably understated.
It's understated. Every year the Alzheimer's Association puts out its facts and figures.
Okay.
And so right now we estimate 5.8 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease and that it's going to triple by 2050. So if
triple.
And so that is a silver tsunami that no one is prepared for. And families need to be aware that it could happen to them. Just because there's never been Alzheimer's disease in your family doesn't mean that it won't affect you down the road.
So it's not genetic then?
There's a genetic predisposition, but it impacts people who don't possess either of the genes that are predominant in the Alzheimer's diagnosis. People without the APOE4 gene are also diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So it's genes are an indicator that you have a higher likelihood, but if you don't possess the genes, you can still get Alzheimer's. And if you do possess the genes, you may never develop Alzheimer's. So one of the things that we say is if you've seen one case of Alzheimer's, you've seen one case of Alzheimer's because it affects ethnicities differently. It affects women differently. It affects younger onset Alzheimer's people differently. We have people in their late 30s, 40s, 50s diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
Yep.
And so the question I want to get from you when we come back is, do we really know who has Alzheimer's disease? When my dad had his cognitive issues, they said, we really don't know what it is specifically until we do an autopsy. I want to talk to you about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. More with Ann Gray when we come back. We're going to also chat a little bit, maybe a lot of it, about time for your dream home, Gen Xer. We'll talk about that one. And don't make these 7 common retirement mistakes. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Uh-huh.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Time for your dream home, Gen X. During the housing market crash, Gen X homeowners lost more wealth than other generations. However, things are changing now. Strong economy, increasing home prices, and the recovery of the housing market are helping this generation to regain their wealth. According to the Pew Research Center, quote, their fortunes have rebounded more than those of other generations during the post-recession economic expansion and as home stock prices have risen. Since 2010, the median net worth of Gen X households has risen 115%. In fact, in 2016, the most recent year with available data, the net worth of a typical Gen X household had surpassed what it was in 2007, $84,200 versus $63,400. Same report also mentioned, quote, 15% of Gen X house homeowners were underwater on their homes in 2010, meaning they owed more than they owned. By 2016, only 3% were underwater. As a result of homes regaining market value and their increasing net worth, many Gen Xers are presented with the opportunity of selling their current home in order to move up to the house they dreamed of. According to the 2019 Home Buyers and Sellers Generational Trends Report, by the National Association of Realtors in 2018, Gen Xers made up the largest share of home buyers by generation at 24%. The report also provided some highlights about their purchases. Largest share that purchased a detached single-family home, 88%. Highest median household income, $111,100. Bought the most expensive home of all generations. Job-related relocation was identified as the primary reason to buy. But this generation is not only buying, they are selling too. Highest median household income among sellers, $123,600. 10-year of the previous home was a median of 9 years. House too small was indicated as the primary reason to sell. 91% sold the home using a real estate professional. Bottom line, if you're a Gen Xer who would like to know exactly how much your house is worth today so you can move up to the home of your dreams, let's chat about it, or you can get that value anytime you want, totally free, no obligation. Text REVALUE to 79564. REVALUE, no space, to 79564. The report is absolutely free. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation this morning, Ann Gray, Executive Director of the Orange County Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, is with us. Guess what we're chatting about? Obviously, good morning.
We're chatting about Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's disease. Yes. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So we were chatting before the break about the and I forgot even why. Ironically enough, I got to make my own notes here. I know I had a question for you that I left out at the end of the last segment. I wrote down, do we know, and I forgot what it was.
We were talking about, do we know why people aren't diagnosed?
Yes. So is the are they really do they know that they have Alzheimer's, or is it that they have those symptoms, but we don't know until we have the autopsy?
So this is one of our biggest challenges. Back when your dad was experiencing his dementia, that was really the only way to have an accurate diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Today, there are some things that we can know more definitively, and that is testing through biomarkers. But for most people...
What is a biomarker? I'm not scientific at all.
A biomarker is something like your cholesterol level or your blood pressure. It's an indicator of maybe a health consequence, and it's the easiest way to explain it. So, or your resting heart rate, you know, those are all biomarkers for indicators of diseases. So elevated levels of a biomarker can indicate certain problems or diseases. So what we're looking at the Alzheimer's Association is what biomarkers can give a more accurate diagnosis for Alzheimer's disease. Today in a living person, you can do a PET imaging scan that was made possible through research funding from the Alzheimer's Association, but it's currently not covered by insurance. It's only available in clinical trials, or if someone's willing to pay, it's really a seven-figure fee for this test.
Wow.
So one of our advocacy activities is getting this covered by insurance, and we're working hard on that.
So my dad had a PET scan. Is that something different?
So this new technology is an amyloid tau imaging PET scan that's very new.
Okay, gotcha.
And then what we're also looking at is through a cerebral spinal puncture, you can obtain fluid from the spinal cord, which is brain fluid, and identify biomarkers there that have the amyloid and tau, which are the pathologies for Alzheimer's disease, and get a pretty close diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And then we're also looking at new ways to diagnose Alzheimer's through tau buildup through the eye and the cornea, so that ophthalmologists can maybe even see an early sign of Alzheimer's disease. We're also looking at blood test biomarkers. There's hopefully some exciting advances coming out about that at our Alzheimer's Association International Conference, which is going to be in Los Angeles in July, where we have over 6,500 researchers from around the world sharing the latest science.
Wow.
So it's going to be big.
So who is the one that is most impacted, or is there a demographic, men, women, black, white, green, is there anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, the sad thing about Alzheimer's disease is that it affects everyone differently.
Okay.
Ruling everything else out to get to the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease is a big challenge. And the biggest group impacted by Alzheimer's disease are women. Two-thirds of the people with Alzheimer's disease are women.
Two-thirds are... Now, when we were going through it, the fascinating thing that I realized, and I don't know why it fascinated me, but it did, was it seems like I hear more often than not women are the caregivers, and women are the ones that now that we're seeing women are affected. So there's a big problem there, disconnect.
It's a double whammy, because if they aren't personally dealing with Alzheimer's, they're the caregiver to a loved one with Alzheimer's, whether it's their spouse or a parent.
Wow, so get both sides of it.
Yep.
Now, you said something in the last segment that I wanted to, that you touched on, and I wanted to go back to it, because most of us think about these cognitive issues as being, you know, we used to, I think when I was a kid, all we'd hear is, well, they're old, or they're senile.
Right. Yeah.
And that's completely different now, isn't it?
Alzheimer's disease is not a normal part of aging.
Okay.
It is not. It is a disease. We want to have a cure or an intervention as quickly as possible. But just because someone's old and senile is not okay.
Sure.
You know, they should be able to live out their life with their memories and dignity intact. Our memories make us who we are. And to be stripped of that, and for families to have to see their loved one go through that, it's a long grieving period. And, you know, families grieve when they get the diagnosis, and we encourage them to live every day in the early stages to create even more memories and good times for their family as a whole unit, and make every day for that person with the diagnosis a good day. And we help families with communication strategies. We have free programs and services to help people deal with this disease, because it is overwhelming.
You know something, and that's a big issue that we don't hear enough about. And there's a lot of people out there that say, well, I can just deal with it because I'm strong, and it's a sign of weakness to go to some of these support groups. It's anything but true.
That is
right.
That is very true. And, you know, in my work at the Alzheimer's Association, I meet families who are so grateful to us for what we're able to provide with the programs and services that we offer for free right here in Orange County. And they're so grateful. And the thing that breaks my heart the most is when I hear, I wish I'd known about you sooner.
Right.
And it's difficult for people to get over that hurdle to reach out for a support group or call our 800 number. But I encourage everybody to put our 24/7 helpline in your cell phone, whether you're concerned for yourself or a loved one, and just put it in your phone as Alzheimer's 24/7. And the number is 800-272-3900. And when you're thinking about your situation, you can do a, you know, phone call from your car through your, you know, voicemail, you know, your voice system. You don't even have to dial the phone. You can call our helpline when you're stuck in traffic, and someone will be there to meet you where you are and answer any questions that you have or concerns that you have. If you're, you know, worried about a loved one, if you just had a terrible conversation with a parent over the phone who's in another state, you know, we can connect you to resources throughout the country.
It's fascinating when I hear people, and I went through it myself, so I fight it. I'm not a fan of it, is that, you know, I have bad knees. I don't mind going, and if I have to have knee surgery, I'm going to go to a physical therapist. Here we know that somebody has a bad brain, but that their support system doesn't want to go to a support group, which is kind of like physical therapy.
Right.
Right. I mean, right. When I have a friend of mine that he went through it a couple of years before me and shared, you know, something, agree and redirect. Right, it was a big issue that a lot of people don't know of, and then they hear about it, and I tell them, and they say, well, that makes a lot of sense. Why doesn't anybody say that? Well, you didn't go to the right place to get the information. How are you going to, you know, there's no commercial that tells us to do that. But, you know, when we talk about items where there's a disease, you know, you've got a cold, and you take an antibiotic, you got the flu shot. Is there any kind of a medicine, or do we have any kind of solutions for Alzheimer's?
So right now there are 3 FDA-approved medications that moderate the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, maybe some of the forgetfulness, some of the agitation, but they don't slow down the degeneration in the brain. So they're good therapy for a short period of time, 6 to 8 months. One thing you mentioned really is important, that people talk to their doctors because doctors feel that patients should bring up cognitive issues, and patients feel that doctors should be addressing cognitive issues. And as part of a Medicare wellness visit, they're supposed to address cognitive function, and only 50% of doctors actually even talk about cognitive function during a wellness visit. So the onus is really on the patient to say, hey, I've been more forgetful or this or that. can you help me explore if this is something I should be concerned about? We have to be our own best advocates, because it can also be sometimes a thyroid medication or a bladder infection is causing some cognitive impairment. And those are things that are easy to address.
Interesting. We're going to continue our conversation when we come back. I want to find out, what about blood pressure, weight, exercise? They tell me to do that all the time. So I wonder if that's going to help with Alzheimer's, or do I get a reprieve on this one? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. More when we come back with Ann Gray, Executive Director of the Orange County Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, and 7 Common Retirement Mistakes That You Do Not Want to Make. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. Blue Water has the programs. They've got the solutions. You just need to give them a call. They'll help you clean up your credit report. Every credit report I've seen in the last 20 years has had errors on them. I've never seen one that was error-free. Now, it may not be perfect score. I've seen some with very good scores. They all have errors. Blue Water can solve that problem for you. 7 common retirement mistakes. Don't make these mistakes. I'm going to tell you what they are. 1 is underestimating how much money you need to save. That's a biggie, so be careful of that one. You're going to need more money than you really think. Make sure you get in touch with a great financial advisor to have that plan in place. Do not chase the fast buck. If you're behind, increase on a budget plan. Don't try and get the get-rich-quick schemes. They don't work. The lottery, it does not work. Think about the lottery as entertainment. Take the same money you might use to go to a movie and put that in the lottery if you need to. It's not a retirement plan. Glossing over fees. If your account has fees, don't gloss over the fees. But the more important part, even though I'm not a big fan of worrying about fees, what is your net return on investment? The highest fee account in the market, the place where the highest net worth individuals will put their money, has the highest fees. It's called a hedge fund. They charge 20% of the profit, 3% every month just for managing. Very expensive. Why do the wealthy people put their money there? The return on investment is very high as well. Losing liquidity. Have we talked about that one before on Ron Siegel Radio? Losing liquidity, like home equity, that's a loss of liquidity. Fascinating one. Anchoring, it's the most easy to build an emotional attachment to a stock. Yeah, a lot of people did that with General Electric. How is that done for you? Divorce, I'm not saying you stay in an unhappy relationship for financial reasons, but ending a marriage is very expensive. The attorneys like it, though. Just a thought for you. That's 7 common retirement mistakes. Don't do them. That is the Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. You go to our site, creditsanitizer.com, takes you right to Blue Water Credit, so you can get involved with them, get some education from them. Continuing our conversation this morning, Ann Gray is with us. We are chatting about Alzheimer's disease. We're talking about brain awareness. It is Alzheimer and Brain Awareness Month for the month of June. We got half the month to continue our studies. But before the break, we were starting to chat about one of my least favorite items, exercise, weight. Do those have any effect on brain health?
They do. They do. Sorry to burst your bubble of hope that they did not, but they definitely do.
Yeah, I guess we knew better, right? I mean,
yes.
So I need to be out there exercising?
So we have some brain healthy tips at the Alzheimer's Association. And they're available on our website at alz.org, but they're called 10 Ways to Love Your Brain. So this is one of the great things that we want to share with people during Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And just a few of those are basically to get moving.
Okay.
That means exercise.
Okay.
We know that.
Can I walk to the donut shop?
That is exercise, and you can walk right by the donut shop.
Okay, I can walk by it too. Okay.
You can walk right by it. But one of the things we know about Alzheimer's disease is that it starts developing in the brain about 20 years before the symptoms appear. And so brain health.
That's scary because I can have it right now, and we're just sitting here talking, and I don't know it.
That is very true. And so what the Alzheimer's Association is looking at is ways to intervene early in people so that they don't develop the pathologies for Alzheimer's. And one of the things that we're studying is how important are lifestyle factors in preventing the buildup of the plaques and tangles in the brain that cause Alzheimer's disease. And studies have shown that vigorous exercise, breaking a sweat, is helpful in clearing out the kind of the junk that builds up in your brain. So good vascular health is really important to brain health. So breaking a sweat is probably the key best thing people can do. Also, a healthy Mediterranean-style diet with conscious moments of indulgence, because we all love, you know, our favorite things and so many memories are built around food. But really being conscious of when you have something that maybe is higher in sugar or higher in fat or having too much alcohol. Those are all things that can contribute to inflammation in the body, which is something that you want to keep as low as possible in order to have good vascular health and good brain health. Hitting the books, keep learning new things. Those are also great ways to love your brain. Staying social is a very important
way. When you talk about hitting the books,
mm-hmm.
is it because I remember when we went through some of these things with my dad, it was the idea of keeping that stimulation So when you're referring to hitting the books, is it the stimulation of the brain, or are you talking about learning about the disease?
So learning in general, if you learned a new language or you learned a new craft or a new sport or activity, those all create new neurons in the brain.
Okay.
And so the healthier, stronger, greater number of neurons in your brain, the better off you are just as a human being in general.
Gotcha. It looks like a great report, and it's big letters and nice and easy. I'm looking at the report right here online right now. And, I mean, I love the break a sweat. Okay, I can handle that. Hit the books. The fascinating one, butt out. I can do that one easy.
Yes.
Right? No smoking.
No smoking.
Another area that it's get away from that one. And, you know, the vascular diseases. That's seems like so many of the diseases that we hear about. The only one that I don't see on here that is surprising me, but maybe I'm just missing it because I'm glancing so quickly, is you hear so much is caused by stress. Do you know, is stress a component here?
Well, stress causes inflammation in the body.
Okay.
So relaxation, social activities, exercise, those are all things that reduce stress. So they go hand in hand.
So just to get going into the organization side, what is the largest challenge facing the Alzheimer's Association now?
Well, I think one of the largest challenges is people knowing that we're here to help them during this time if they are experiencing any type of cognitive decline. And another big challenge is funding research. The Alzheimer's Association is the most impactful funder of research worldwide as a nonprofit, and we need to raise a lot of money to fund science, to move things faster, to find a cure. So always seeking funds for research is a challenge, and letting people know that we're here to offer the programs and services that will benefit them during this journey. Our mission is about people and science, and we're here for both.
And you mentioned something that was one of my favorite missions earlier before we were talking, before we went on air. Got some event going on with food.
We do.
I love that idea.
We do. And all during June, we have a lot of things happening in Orange County for Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And then we have a special event that everyone can participate in on June 21st, which is the summer solstice. So first of all, you can go to our website, alz.org, and find our local chapter here in Orange County and see some of the things that we have happening for the longest day on the summer solstice. We are doing some food and family and memories all go hand in hand. And so we have some great things tied into that. One is with BJ's Brewhouse. They are our official partner for the longest day. And if you go into any BJ's restaurant nationwide, you can make a donation to the Alzheimer's Association. You get a coupon for a free Pizookie. And
wow,
that's one of those conscious moments of indulgence where if you're going to have something good, make sure it's really good. And so BJ's is a great partner for us. And Pizookies are, I think everybody remembers having their first Pizookie because it's a very, very delicious dessert.
Oh, it's horrible.
So
it's
BJ's,
very good.
And they have 7 flavors. I think maybe even more.
Don't try all of them at the same sitting. That'll be a problem.
Go with friends and be social. You can do some of the brain healthy tips on your BJ's visit of being social and all of that good stuff. And they also have a very good Mediterranean inspired menu at BJ's. So
what is a Mediterranean inspired menu? I'm slow.
Mediterranean menus are really high omega 3 fatty acid foods such as salmon, other seafoods, avocados, olives,
talking my language,
olive oil, red wine, very green leafy vegetables. Those are all things, berries. Those are all things that are very good to eat on a regular basis.
Good stuff. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. And so the idea here is you can have some fun and make a donation all at the same time.
Yes, and we have a few others. We have Jack's Surf Shop in Huntington Beach is doing a pinup campaign for us. That's not food related, but we're kind of doing a catch a wave theme for Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and they've been a great partner. And the neat thing about the Jack's partnership is, you know, most of their employees are college age.
Sure.
And so their grandparents are being impacted by this disease, and they know that by 2050, Alzheimer's disease is going to triple. And if they do the math, that's their generation that's going to be even more impacted by this disease.
Well, that's the one thing from today that we want to make try and make you incorrect on.
That would be great. That would be great.
Find a solution.
And and one of my favorite promotions we have coming up as well is with the Newport and Naples Rib Company. They have two locations, but Newport Rib Company is
great ribs.
Great ribs. They are doing a special promotion throughout June, and they have a special menu. So if you order from the special menu, we get $3 per entree, or maybe, and if you order a special bottle of wine, we get $10 for each bottle of wine. So if you have any events coming up, eat, drink, and be merry, and going more food themed things, going back to the Mediterranean inspired menus, and being mindful of what you're eating. Zoe Karamardian of Zoe's Bistro is doing a special event for us this Saturday from 11 to 1. She's doing a cookbook signing and special talk on Mediterranean cuisine. So check that out at Zoe's Bistro. We also have some great things happening at BJ's Brewhouse on June 20th and 21st.
I hope all this is on your website, because
I
can't remember all of these events. It sounds like
it's... And we have even more, but there's a lot of great things happening, so check out our website on that.
Awesome information. Get on their website, alz.org. Get involved. Help. And as always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for joining us. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, if you want to get in touch with the Alzheimer's Organization, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.